You're listening to Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Kendra Carr. Governor Gretchen Whitmer this morning urged high schools and youth sports leagues across the state to pause in-person activities for 2 weeks. Though she and the Department of Health and Human Services did not require any closures, even as the state reported almost 8,000 cases today. I'm joined by IPR's Taylor Wisner, who looked into what local school districts are deciding to do. Hey, Taylor.
Hi, Kendra.
So for those of us who missed the governor's announcement this morning, what did she have to say?
Well, Governor Whitmer and her chief medical executive, Dr. Janae Khaldun, asked for additional precautionary measures in response to the surging COVID-19 infections we're seeing. Schools were a big part of her message. Some schools are still in spring break right now, while others have just returned to the classroom and are already seeing these increased outbreaks. So she's asking high schools to go virtual and for youth sports to pause for 2 weeks. A key distinction here is that it's just a request. It's not a requirement. So it's really up to schools and sports leagues to make that decision. And there is some data to back up the state's concerns. Since January, Dr. Khaldun noted during this press conference, they've seen almost 300 outbreaks from youth sports that have infected more than 1,000 people. And the CDC agrees. They mentioned this week there need to be restrictions in states like Michigan with increased cases on those contact sports, especially indoor sports.
So what does it look like schools will do next week?
Well, we've heard from one local health department here that serves 4 counties up north, and they've met with superintendents and come to the decision that they're not going to give blanket advice to schools. Instead, they'll look at outbreaks in specific schools and sports teams and advise them based on those metrics. The district health department, they say they've made this decision based on just the general ability of northern school districts to remain open for much of the year and the now expanded eligibility and availability of the COVID vaccine. They've also added that in-person class is really important to help maintain the mental health of students and their overall well-being.
So are any of the schools going to close?
Well, I reached out to a bunch of districts today, and most didn't get back to me. Whitmer's remarks this morning started around 10 o'clock. That didn't give much time for school officials to meet with local health departments and school boards to make that decision and kind of digest this new information. That said, a handful of districts have made their announcements today, and almost all of them have said they're going to proceed with in-person classes next week. Notably, 2 public districts in Otsego County are staying open. COVID cases there in that county are sky high right now. According to the New York Times, it's the 3rd highest area in the state for COVID cases and up 44% over the last 2 weeks. But school officials there say kids need to be in class and they're able to manage outbreaks. All in all, the messages we're hearing from local districts really run counter to what state officials are suggesting. The state superintendent released a statement today urging Michigan school districts to support the governor's call to pause in person in high schools and postpone youth sports. And Munson Healthcare, Northern Michigan's largest healthcare provider, today urged the public to follow the governor's recommendations.
Okay, so do we have any more whether youth sports will be canceled?
Yeah, so I also reached out to the State High School Athletics Association, and they say they're continuing with the state basketball tournament this weekend as planned. The representative I talked with said they're leaving decisions about starting spring sports over the next 2 weeks to local districts. And the Health Department of Northwest Michigan, who I referenced earlier, they said they're not going to require a pause for school districts. They've updated recommendations, though, including no longer doing carpools and wearing masks.
That was Taylor Wisner with an update on the state recommendations for schools and youth sports. Thanks, Taylor.
Thanks.